Introducing today's contestants, a congressional aide from Washington, D.C., Vikram Prasad. A writer and editor from Wayne, Pennsylvania, Kimberly Flynn. And our returning champion, a staff attorney from Walnut Creek, California, Nishan Omo, whose two-day cash winnings total $22,800. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Hey. Spring has sprung, and we're excited about that because it means that 2 weeks from today, we'll be presenting our annual college championship, a special tournament. We're eager to watch it. But today, we are eager to see Michonne defend against Kimberly and Vikram. Let's see how that works out. Good luck. Here we go. Now let's find out what the categories are. First off, the Oscars. How appropriate. Next, anagrammed reptiles. Hey, that's fancy. Each correct response will end in A-S-H in this category. It's how you win. You capture the flag. Michonne, start us, please.
The Oscars 200.
Accepting for his Revenant role, he said, "Climate change is real. It is happening. Let us not take this planet for granted." Michonne.
Who is Leonardo DiCaprio?
You are right.
Oscars 400.
Sure, you remember the swan dress of this Icelandic singer, but how about the 6 ostrich eggs she laid on the red carpet? Vikram.
Who is Bjork?
Yes.
Let's do anagrammed reptiles for 200.
Slow mover on land, toll riots. Michonne.
What is the tortoise?
Correct.
Oscar 600.
Celebs began to walk a red carpet in 1961, but TV viewers may not have known because this didn't come to the Oscar telecast until 1966. Michonne.
What is color?
Color, right you are.
Oscars 800.
In 1948, James Basquiat won a special Oscar for playing this storyteller in Song of the South. Vikram.
Who's Uncle Remus?
You are right.
Let's do reptiles for 4.
Deadly River Carnivore, Cider Loco. Vikram.
Was a crocodile?
You are right.
Reptiles for 6.
Legendarily transformative, Lemonache. Vikram again.
Chameleon.
Yep.
Reptiles for 8.
Really, really big, but no Canada. Kimberly.
What is anaconda?
That's it.
Reptiles for 1,000.
A venomous southwesterner. Intro gleams. 2 words. Vikram.
Was the Gila monster?
Yes.
Let's do fancy for 2.
A 6-course meal with this Thermidor, tails with the meat removed, chopped and combined with a bechamel. Yeah, that'll work. Talking about lobster. Back to you, Vikram.
Fancy for 4?
Hop on a G700 private jet made by this company. It costs $75 million and flies at Mach 0.925, so a flight to Paris would be fun. Vikram.
It was Concorde.
Nope. Michonne.
What is Lear?
No. What is a Gulfstream jet? Back to you, Vikram.
Fancy for 6.
Oh my. A jacquard patterned slim tuxedo from this Italian designer? Ciao, Giorgio. Vikram.
It was Armani.
Yeah.
Fancy for 8.
You have this title after your name on your business card. Did you become a lawyer? Or are you in the English gentry just below knight? Vikram.
Was a squire.
Yes.
Fancy for 1,000.
I'd kind of like to know how you got your hands on the winter egg of 1913 made by him. Auctioned in 1994 for $5.5 million. Kimberly.
What is Fabergé?
Yes.
Ends in ash for 200.
Grind your teeth. Vikram.
Was gnash.
Gnash your teeth. Yes, and you have a comfortable lead. It takes us into break number 1. And we'll come back to talk to the players right after this.
Why use an outdated way to find the best price on your next vehicle when you can stay up to date on the lowest prices online and fast with Sheehy's Easy Price?
It's easy at Sheehy.com.
Vikram Prasad is from Washington, D.C., as you heard in the introduction. He's a congressional aide who has been featured in South Carolina's largest newspaper.
Yeah, Mark Sanford, the former governor, was a visiting fellow at my university. So I got to meet with him. And while I was doing that, a journalist from the Post and Courier came in and interviewed him, and I got to be in the picture and mentioned in the article.
Good for you. Kimberly Flynn is from Wayne, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Admits that she and her husband are not good at camping.
We're more indoor people, I think. We tried to go once and...
tried to go where?
Camping in New Jersey at a campsite. And
How big a campsite and how rough were the accommodations?
Not that rough. We could drive right to our spot, but you had to bring your... We brought food to cook over the fire, and we couldn't get the fire lit. The firewood was wet. So he said, stay here. I'm going to go get a fire starter log. An hour went by. It was dark, and he came back with a pizza. He couldn't find a fire starter. So that was it.
I like your husband's way of thinking.
He solved the problem.
He's a camper. He's a camper. Michonne Omo from Walnut Creek, California. What's this about two of your classmates at Halloween doing what?
Well, in
dressing
high school,
as you?
Yeah, they were me for Halloween. I know it's a really shock with a half-shaved purple hair to say that I have a very unique style, but it was particularly pronounced in high school. And so two of my classmates said, hey, can we borrow some of your clothes so we can be you for Halloween? And that's what their costumes were.
It's a cheap outing.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back into this. Bikram, you are in command of the board, so go ahead and make our next selection, please.
Let's do capture the flag for 800.
When Virginia tried to get back a Confederate flag this state captured in 1863, Governor Jesse Ventura said, why? We won. Bikram?
Was Minnesota.
Yep.
Let's do capture the flag for 1,000.
Answer there. The Daily Double. Well, this is no time to panic. Look at your score. You have 5,200.
All right, let's do 3,000.
For 3,000. All right, here is the clue. A 50-foot flag captured from a Spanish ship was hung at London St. Paul's Cathedral for this man's 1806 funeral.
Who is the Duke of Wellington?
Oh, no. You have to think Navy, Lord Horatio Nelson. All right, you're still in the lead, but it's a closer game now. Go.
Let's do flag for 6.
Citizens of this country can request retired flags flown at the Peace Tower on Parliament Hill. The wait list exceeds 100 years. Bikram.
Was Canada?
Yep.
Flag for 4.
Secretary of the Navy James Forrestal ended up with the second flag raised on this Japanese island. Kimberly.
What is Iwo Jima?
Yes, that's right.
Flag for 200.
The U.S. trophy flag collection at this Maryland Military Academy has many captured foreign flags, though we gave some back. Michonne.
What is Annapolis?
Yes.
How you win, 200.
Roll out this game. Get a chain of 10 hanging primates. Kimberly.
What are monkeys?
Be more specific.
Oh, what are barrel of monkeys?
That's it.
How you win, 400.
This three-letter game. Run out of cards in your hand, provided you yell the title Spanish word when you have a single card. Kimberly again.
What is Uno?
Good.
How you win 6.
This 1930s game, all the other players are bankrupt, and no one has flipped over the board in frustration. Michonne.
What is Monopoly?
Yeah.
How you win 800.
This alliterative game, eat the most marbles or the golden marble. Michonne.
What is Hungry Hungry Hippos?
Yep.
How you win 1,000.
A hand in this French game, get exactly 1,000 miles. Michonne.
What is Millborn?
Yes, less than a minute now.
Ends in Ash, 1,000.
The water bottles seen here were made from this 8-letter gourd. And that's a calabash. Back to you, Michonne.
Oscars, 1,000.
Winner Emma Thompson said she went to Jane Austen's grave to pay my respects and tell her about the grosses of this pick. Bikram.
What is Pride and Prejudice?
No. Michonne.
What is Sense and Sensibility?
Yep, Bikram picked the wrong one.
Ends in Ash, 800.
Often the result of a car crash, it's also called cervical acceleration deceleration syndrome. Bikram.
What is Whiplash?
Yep.
Crash for 6.
Your office might have some of this money for small purchases or reimbursements stashed away in a drawer. Kimberly.
What is petty cash?
Yes, and now the $400 clue. In the 1980s, these British punk rockers rocked the Casbah. Michonne.
What is the Clash?
You got it. That takes you up to 4,600. Bikram, you're going to go first in Double Jeopardy when we come back right after this. Bikram, a few moments ago you were in the lead. Now you're in third place, which means you picked first in Double Jeopardy from these categories today. Repetition here. The Oscars. State of the Bridge. We'll give you the bridge. That's a red line. Labors of Love. Love's going to come up in each correct response. Then you'll be brushing up on your Spanish history, because this defines me. Where would you like to start?
Bridge for 400.
Lake Pontchartrain Causeway. Michonne.
What is Louisiana?
That's the state.
Labors of Love, 400.
This 1998 film about a certain playwright of note won 7 Oscars. Vikram.
Was Shakespeare in Love?
Correct.
Bridge for 800.
Penobscot Narrows Bridge. Kimberly.
What is Maine?
Right.
Bridge for 12.
Answer. Maybe double. You're a shade off the lead. You trail Michonne by just 800.
1,000.
1,000 for the lead then. Lake Champlain Bridge. 2 states, please.
What are Vermont and New Hampshire?
Oh, you got one right, but the other one is New York, not New Hampshire. All right, you drop a bit.
Okay, Bridge 16.
Mackinac Bridge. Kimberly.
What is Michigan?
Yes.
Bridge 2000.
The John Ringling Causeway. What is Florida? Kimberly, back to you.
Oscars for 4.
This longtime TV character was originally orange, but he said a vacation to swamp mushy muddy turned him green overnight. Michonne.
With Oscar the Grouch.
Yes.
Oscars 800.
Britannica said this writer in college in the 1870s distinguished himself as a classical scholar, a poseur, and a wit. Michonne.
With Oscar Wilde.
Yes.
Oscars 12.
We bet you know Oscar Goodman became mayor of this city in 1999 and swore in his wife to replace him in 2011. Kimberly.
What is Las Vegas?
That's the city.
Oscar 16.
Answer there. The other Daily Double. Found them both.
I'll wager 2,000.
All right. Here is the clue. A Chicago magnet school is named for this man, a once local butcher.
Who is Oscar Meyer?
Oscar Meyer. Yes, indeed. He's the one.
Oscars for 2,000.
This fashion icon from the Dominican Republic dressed first ladies, including Nancy Reagan. Kimberly.
Who is Oscar de la Renta?
You got him.
Red Line 400.
Robert Burns exulted, "Oh, my love's like a red, red this." Kimberly.
What is a rose?
Rose, yes.
Red 800.
Tennyson wrote of nature, "Red in tooth and this." Red in tooth and claw. Back to you, Kimberly.
Red Line 1200.
Jenny Joseph's warning begins, "When I am an old woman, I shall wear this color with a red hat, which doesn't suit me." Michonne.
What is purple?
Purple, yes.
Labors of Love 800.
And I want you to give us this title promise Whitney Houston made in a song that was number one for 14 weeks. Michonne.
What is I Will Always Love You?
Yes.
Labors of Love, 1,200.
Time to bust this 1970s TV title ship out of dry dock and make another run. In real life, one of its crew ended up as a congressman. Michonne.
What is Love Boat?
Yeah.
Love, 1,600.
In this 1964 Peter Sellers film, "Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room." Kimberly.
What is Dr. Strangelove?
Correct.
Love, 2,000.
We'll be back in 2 and 2 with this Chuck Woolery-hosted dating show. Kimberly.
What is The Love Connection?
That's it.
Red Line 2000.
Stephen Crane wrote, "At times, he regarded the wounded soldiers in an envious way. He wished that he, too, had a wound. A this." Michonne.
What is a red badge of courage?
Correct.
Red Line 16.
In David Copperfield, Dickens wrote, "Skewered through and through with office pens and bound hand and foot with this." Kimberly.
What is red tape?
Red tape, yeah.
Defines me for 400.
Pertaining to a city, or Outfitters at a mall? Kimberly?
What is urban?
Urban, good.
Defines me 800?
It describes both sharp pain and, say, a 42-degree angle. Michonne?
What is acute?
Good.
Defines me 1200.
A trumpet is a wind instrument in this orchestra section. Michonne?
What is brass?
Yes.
Defines me 1600.
The second highest ranking graduate in a class, and don't say runner-up and make me come over there. Michonne?
What is the salutatorian?
Yes.
Defines me 2000.
It's that fleshy lobe hanging from a turkey's chin. Michonne?
What is a wattle?
Wattle, good.
Spanish history 400.
This invincible force found itself quite vincible after 8 English fire ships headed its way early on August 8, 1588. Kimberly.
What is the Armada?
Yes.
800.
After more than 350 years, nobody expected this tribunal, established to maintain orthodoxy, would end in 1834. Michonne.
What is the Spanish Inquisition?
Correct.
Spanish history 12.
On January 7th, 1969, he said he would accept the Spanish throne if offered. 6 years later, he got the gig.
Who's Bikram? Juan Carlos.
Juan Carlos, right you are.
Spanish for 16.
After taking the loss in the Spanish-American War, Spain ceded this easternmost island in the Greater Antilles.
What is Puerto Rico?
Yep, and now the last clue. In 206 BC, in the second of these wars, a Roman victory near Seville evicted Carthage from Spain for good. Vikram.
The Punic Wars.
You are right, and that brings you up to 7,800. Here comes final for the three of you. Category today, 1970s sitcoms. You're all too young. We'll see if they can remember when we come back.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by... The Gecko's Chinese takeout barely fit into his tiny NYC apartment, but his belongings are protected by this type of insurance from the Geico Insurance Agency. What is renter's insurance? Geico, more than just car insurance.
We are dealing with 1970s sitcoms in today's final. Players, here's your clue. A warning on early episodes said, "This show seeks to throw a humorous spotlight on our frailties, prejudices, and concerns." And you have 30 seconds to identify that show. Good luck. Vikram, we come to you first. You have 7,800. Let's see if you came up with a correct response. You wrote down, what is Fawlty Towers? You know what? That could fit the quotation, but unfortunately, it's not the correct response today. So it's going to cost you $7,000. You dropped to $800. Let's go to Kimberly. Played well, had $16,400. Came up with this as her response. All in the Family. You are right. The CBS show. Very popular for many years. And you, oh boy, double your score. You're at 32,800. Michonne is not looking all that happy. Let's see, first of all, if she came up with the correct response. She did. And did she risk enough? No, she didn't. 7,800. So Kimberly Flynn, congratulations. You are the new Jeopardy champion to start the week. That's got to make you feel good. Plus, you get to come back and play again tomorrow. And we hope you'll join us for that also. So long, everybody.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by Always Discreet Boutique. Always protected, always discreet.
No matter what I wore, I worried someone might see my bladder leak underwear. So I switched to Always Discreet Boutique. Its shape-hugging threads smooth out the back, so it fits better than Depend. And no one notices. Always discreet.
When your skin is feeling dry and crinkly, time for Gold Bond Healing Lotion. Penetrates 10 surface layers deep with 7 moisturizers, 3 vitamins. Gold Bond.
Thank you.
We are in this for months, not weeks.
Tonight at 11, Virginia getting tough on COVID-19. A stunner on school. Plus, a full list of what can stay open and what can't. Plus, Jose Andreas on a new mission that has nothing to do with food. Tonight at 11. It's all hands on deck for the coronavirus. So why are medical students being sent home?
Of course you feel guilty that you aren't able to help.
Why experts say it's best to keep med students off rotation and how they could help instead. Thursday on ABC 7 News at 6. A COVID-19 close-up. What it does to the lungs tonight at 11.